It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In the world. Satan's like a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, the Bible tells me so. Many souls have been his prey, to fall in some dark hour.
But God has promised us today, his overcoming power.
Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In the world. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In the world.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You have been listening to the Cathedral Quartet back many decades ago as they sang the song, Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, taken out of 1 John. In this good old gospel song broadcast, we're going to listen to songs that remind us that God and Jesus Christ are greater than anything this world has to offer. In fact, nothing could be greater and nothing could be sweeter than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We who are saved know that God is great. In fact, God is greater than you and I could ever really conceive. Remember, the Bible says that He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Whatever it is that you're going through that has you believing it's all over, remember, God is greater than you can even believe. One day, face to face, we will see Him. And when we see Him eye to eye, we will see that He is greater than we could have ever imagined.
Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus had died. They believed had Jesus been there, then He still would be alive. 4 days past the deadline, Jesus said, "Watch and you'll see that God is even greater than believers can believe.
God is even greater than believers can believe. The more I learn about Him, the more He's still a mystery.
The disciples asked the Master, "Don't you care that we could drown?" Then Jesus calmed the waters. They were so amazed to see that God is even greater than believers can believe. The wayward son or daughter, you think's never coming home. The pain that's gripped your body and your spirit for so long.
Thanks to Calvary and Jesus' death on the cross, salvation was purchased. And those of us who believe that He took our punishment when He died on the cross, that He died for our sins and took our place, and we trust what He did, not what we do, not our money, not our church membership, we trust what He did. We believe He died for us and took our penalty in our place, and that He was buried and rose again. When we trust Him, we are saved by God's grace. No matter what your sin, God's grace is greater still. The sin that sends a man to hell is rejection of Christ as Savior. My friend, God's grace is greater still.
Great was the burden I couldn't bear. In this heart of despair, great was the guilt, an unbearable load, the weight of my sin and the debt that I owe.
But greater still is God's grace, the mercy revealed that the cross. Play.
is greater still.
We're called to follow, sometimes we fall. Though there is pardon he offers to all, it's hard to escape the pain and regret when great are the failures that we can't forget.
But greater still is God's grace, the mercy revealed that the cross displayed.
Infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You who are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Yes, grace, grace, marvelous grace, grace that is greater than all our sin.
That exceeds
For those of us who are saved, we now have a new life in Christ. We are now able to go boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God doesn't always answer yes, but as this song says, even when he says no, hang on, he has a greater yes that will be far better for us. Ah, yeah, we want to have it our way. We pray, but God has an answer that will best help us to do the work that he's called us to do. There is a greater yes.
It starts with a desire planted deep within your heart. You pray in faith and wait for God to move. But time passes and you wonder, did he hear me when I called? Should I even have prayed that prayer at all?
You never pray a prayer your Father will not answer. He can't ignore his child's earnest request. While you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best,
trust God if he says no,
you're still blessed. There must be a greater yes.
There comes a time when childlike faith must graduate to trust. Trials come and you're convinced you're on your own. But the teacher's often silent while you're in the hardest test. But he'll answer when it's time with what is best.
You never pray a prayer he can't ignore his child's earnest request. While you're waiting and believing for what you thought was best,
trust God if he says no,
you're still blessed.
Story behind the song. William Williams is the writer of this hymn. The imagery of this song traces the children of Israel through the wilderness wanderings as they traveled on their 40-year wilderness trek. In the 1700s, the Great Awakening was reaching many parts of the world. The Great Awakening was a heaven-sent revival that featured preachers such as George Whitefield and Jonathan Edwards in America. In England, it was Whitefield and the Wesley brothers. And in Wales, there were several preachers, but a preacher by the name of Howell Harris touched the life of William Williams. Williams was studying to be a doctor, but he was saved under the preaching of Harris and ended up in the ministry. Over a period of 43 years, he traveled over 95,000 miles, preaching to tens of thousands of people. He also wrote great hymns and became known as the Sweet Singer of Wales. His life, like the children of Israel, was guided by the Lord. Here is this great hymn that he wrote, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah."
Thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.